At Monday night's meeting, the Marion Local Board of Education accepted the retirement of Sherry Shainline as a bus driver effective July 31st, accepted the resignation of Jill Geisendorf as physical education teacher. They hired Madison Sherrick as a teacher, Kelly Holman as a teacher, and Marie Wink as a teacher. And finally, they hired Daniel Everman and Ian Rendler as maintenance help. They approved the list of multiple employees up for contract renewal. They approved the list of contracts and volunteers for football, golf, cross country, and volleyball coaches. They approved the list of policies as recommended by NEOLA. Approved a FFA trip to the general livestock contest. Approved the list of prospective graduates for the class of 2025. They approved the agreement with the Mercer County ESC for the 25-26 school year. Accepted the donation from OPAC, IOS, Moeller Trucking, and Lawyers Insurance to the Hope Squad, and a donation from Three Way Machine and Tool to the athletic department for boys basketball team expenses, and a donation from Ernst Apparel to the track camp fund. And then there also was an anonymous donation to the drama club. So we'd like to thank all those organizations for supporting the Marion Local School District and our activities. They changed the regular scheduled board meeting from June 9th to now being on June 16th. They approved the group workers' comp and then approved Carol Riggle as our cash basis financial statement consultant. They approved the emergency operations plan for the district, and that should be good for 3 years. Technology coordinator Michelle Mesher reported on the purchase of Dell Chromebooks for 5th and 9th grade, while Principal Tim Goodwin reported on the success of the school play. And we'd like to thank all the people involved in that. It takes a lot to put on a school play, and just appreciate their hard work. Elementary Principal Kelly Toby reported that the spring open house will be on May 5th, and Treasurer Ryan Goldsmith updated the board on the transfer of funds to the Capital Projects Fund, and then explained that he would be presenting the five-year forecast this next month in May. Superintendent Mike Pullman updated the board on the biennial budget, and at that time, board member Jesse Rose shared his concern about the implications of House Bill 96 on the future of public education in our state, and he asked our community to join the Board of Education in speaking out against this legislation. Our next regular monthly meeting will be held on Monday, May 12th at 7 o'clock p.m.